when I was showing Mr. Smythe around, we went into a room, and there on the end of a pedestal, a little narrower than that, was a small ball about so big, silver-plated. If you could put your hand on it, it was warm. It was radioactive. It was plutonium. And we stood at the door of this room talking about it. There was a new element that was made by man that had never existed on the Earth before, except for a very short period, possibly at the very beginning. And here was all isolated, radioactive, and had these properties, and we had made it. And so it was tremendously valuable, and nothing more valuable, and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, he's sort of, you know how people do, when you talk, you kind of dibble around and jiggle and so forth. He's kicking the door stop, you see. And I says, yes. And I said, and the door stop is appropriate to the door. Because the door stop was a hemisphere, yellowish metal, gold, as a matter of fact. It was a gold hemisphere about so big. What had happened was we needed to do experiments to see how many neutrons were reflected by different materials in order to save the neutrons so we didn't use so much material. And so we had tested many different materials. We had tested platinum, we had tested zinc, we had tested brass, we had tested gold. And so in making the tests with the gold, we had these pieces of gold. And somebody had the clever idea to use that great ball of gold for a doorstop for the door that contained the plutonium, which is quite appropriate. After the thing went off, there was a tremendous excitement at Los Alamos. Everybody had parties. We all ran around. I sat on the end of a Jeep and beat drums and so on, except for one man that I remember. His name was Bob Wilson, who got me into it in the first place. He's sitting there moping. He says, what are you moping about? He says, it's a terrible thing we made. I said, but you started. You got us into it. You see, what happened to me, and what happened to the rest of us, is we started for a good reason. But then we're working very hard to do something, and to accomplish it is a pleasure. It's excitement. And you don't stop to think any, you know, you just stop. After you thought at the beginning, you stopped thinking. So he was the only one who was still thinking about it at that particular moment. I returned to civilization shortly after that and went to Cornell to teach. And my first impression was a very strange one, and I can't understand anymore, but I felt very strongly then. I'd sat in a restaurant in New York, for example, and I looked out at the building. And how far away I would think, you know, how much the radius of the Hiroshima bomb damage was and so on. How far down there was, down to 34th Street, all those buildings all smashed up and so on. And I got a very strange thing. I would go along and I'd see people building a bridge, or they're making a new road. And I thought, they're crazy. They just don't understand. They don't understand. Why are they making new things? It's useless. But fortunately, it's been useless for 30 years now, isn't it? Almost. Maybe we'll make 30 years. So I've been wrong for 30 years about being useless to make bridges, and I'm glad that those other people were able to go ahead. But my first reaction after I was finished with this thing was, it's useless to make anything. Thank you very much.